Thailand's monsoon season in 2011 killed more than 800 people, and alongside the human toll, the flooding severely damaged rice farms, affected tourism and transport, and inundated many of the country's industrial lands. Exporting of automotive parts was disrupted, so too the supply of hard drives, leading to a global shortage. But experts say there's no chance that devastation will be repeated. Flood analyst Sri Suprotid is the director of the Climate and Disaster Centre at Bangkok's Rangsit University.
It's much far beyond that because of now it's already the end of September, right? So the 2011 flood, the water started overflowing the bank about the middle of September, right, starting overflow, in 2011. But we don't see that behavior this year. This means that it's far beyond the flooding condition of 2011.
Officials say 32 out of the 77 provinces have experienced flooding since mid-September, affecting almost 3 million people and forcing more than 15,000 from their homes. Sri Suprotid says water level is far below the bank, so there's no chance to have flooding from the upstream like 2011. He also says there's less risk for industrial and agricultural lands.
I guarantee that it will not impact the industrial zone like 2011 because of the, the water level in the main river, in Chaphya River, is lower than the banks. And then even though you have a heavy rainfall in the field, in the rice field, but the flow from the rice field, the runoff due to the heavy rain will go to the river because the water level in the river is lower. So this condition is different from the 2011 that in the river itself, the water very high. In the rice field also, the water very high. So both parts of the flood volume flow downstream. Not only the river flood, but also the floodplain flood coming.
Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra reassured businesses that there would be no repeat of 2011. The government says they've stepped up efforts to handle flooding, including directing its operations into a single command centre comprised of various experts. But Sri Suprotid warns more needs to be done.
Due to the condition this year is not so big like 2011, so they can manage. But if the flood condition coming again like 2011, I think this is really, really, really hard for them to manage. Because of what? Because of many measures that just only thinking, not yet implemented, because they have to face with the problem of the EIA, Environmental Impact Assessment, of the many, many mega projects, right? You have to do this one, and this project needs time to complete the EIA. It maybe takes 2 years, and then after that, implementation starts. So within 3 years, I think that if the big flood comes like 2011, we cannot manage.